This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're making hooch. Town Square 49 contributor Connie Walker recently posted a recipe for her cranberry hooch on our website. She originally discovered the recipe in the late 60s after she had curled up on her couch with a copy of the Sunday paper.
Well, as far as I can recall, it was in the Anchorage Daily News. There was an article that my husband saw about making different things out of high bush or low bush cranberries.
And one of those recipes was cranberry hooch, which is just another word for homemade alcohol. Walker and her husband decided to make a batch.
It comes out a beautiful, clear red color. And it is quite tasty. It's quite potent, too.
Walker lives in Oregon today, and she says she hasn't made the hooch in decades. So I decided to track down an Anchorage cranberry expert to see if the recipe still held up almost 50 years later.
I love berry picking.
Meet Jennifer Kehoe, a member of the Anchorage Food Mosaic and a cranberry enthusiast.
As you can see over there, there's a 5-gallon bucket full of lowbush cranberries out from the interior over Labor Day weekend.
And although her freezer is full of all kinds of berries,
watermelon berries, blueberries,
she says her favorite is the cranberry.
They're astringent, they're a diuretic, they're a sedative, they have antispasmodic properties, so that's pretty cool.
And if that wasn't enough reason to love cranberries, she tells me that her fiancé proposed to her in a field of them.
I thought he was a bear. He snuck up in the woods, and I said, crap, I don't have any bear spray. But thankfully, it was just him.
Wait, so did he propose while you were picking cranberries?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Cranberries are just going to be so special the rest of my life.
Kehoe has experimented with booze and berries before, but never her cranberries. She says she usually saves those for different spreads or pancakes. She's being a good sport, though, and has agreed to sacrifice 3 pounds of her cranberries to try out the hooch recipe.
Here we have some high bush cranberries fresh from the trails and parks and woods around Anchorage, and some Everclear grain alcohol and some sugar.
Lots and lots of sugar. 6 cups worth.
We're not making something super healthy right now. So following the article's description, I'm just going to stick them in a pot with a bunch of sugar and some water, and we're going to let them start to get warm and sizzle and pop.
Once the mixture comes to a boil, the cranberries begin bouncing to the top and bursting.
Kind of sounds like popcorn.
Time to add the Everclear. But before we do, I remember the warning Connie Walker gave me about letting the hooch get hot. Years ago, she gave a bottle to one of her friends as a gift, but it didn't last very long.
And she put it up above her stove in her kitchen in a cupboard, and 2 weeks later it exploded all over the place, making a sticky, icky mess.
Combine that story with the warning on the Everclear bottle about not adding it to hot liquids, and we get a little nervous. So we wait.
I'm going to transfer it so maybe it cools a little bit faster, and it might splatter everywhere.
And we wait.
It tastes like jelly.
And after about an hour, we slowly stir in the booze.
It's done.
You look regretful.
It doesn't smell like fruity jelly anymore. Now it smells like pure alcohol.
Kehoe is skeptical, but she's still excited to see how it tastes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to fresh Alaska high bush cranberry hooch. It's like spritzy, feisty. That's serious. It's good.
Good on its own, but this stuff is really strong, and the texture is more syrupy than we imagined. So we brainstorm a few ways to use it. Blending it into margaritas, mixing it with club soda for cocktails, or we could just do what Connie Walker and her husband did back in the 60s.
My husband liked to just sip it like a liqueur after dinner, and I can't remember. It seems like we may have tried it over ice cream.
No matter how Kehoe ends up using the hooch, she's glad she made it. Not only is it tasty, but she says it ties in nicely with the mission of the Anchorage Food Mosaic.
We decided, hey, it's really time to try to create change and advocate for food change by celebrating it. Let's share those stories and build community off of that. So making hooch, great experience. It looks beautiful.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.